I would certainly like it if people were to become aware of some of the possibilities that I think and my co-author Bryce Sable think are ahead of us down the road in our society. And by that, I simply mean the real event. You know, notwithstanding whatever NBC has, and the trailer looked really great, by the way. It looked like a kind of a cool show to me. But the real event, I think, is the inevitability of the end of UFO secrecy. And that's going to happen one day, whether it's tomorrow or whether it's 20 years from now. That event is going to happen. And that's really what our book is about. What would the world look like if/when UFO secrecy ended? A lot of people talk about disclosure. I've been active in the field as a speaker and a writer for the last decade, and I can tell you every conference I go to, someone's talking about disclosure and, you know, the need to end secrecy, but very few of us have really bothered to think through, well, what happens then? And so Bryce, who created the TV show Dark Skies back in the 90s, he's been into this longer than I have almost, and we really decided to hash this one out this spring and summer, and I think we've come up with something that's kind of neat.
Well, I know you don't want to give all of it away, but I mean, is it a happy ending here after disclosure, or do we all fall apart?
I think what happens is that we're going to be filled with challenges and opportunities, both of these things. You know, something as big as the UFO secret, you just think about what would transform. Well, everything would transform, not just the typical things we think about, like our religion, and is, you know, our religion is going to collapse, or will they become more entrenched? Well, that's an interesting issue. Our scientific knowledge, how will that change? But think about other things like our energy distribution system. I mean, whatever these objects are using to get around, it's obviously not gasoline. It's obviously something a lot better than that. So what happens when we transition away from a petroleum-based society? We're already trying to do that, but disclosure is going to kick that right in the pants and move that ahead so fast. It's going to be a very dramatic transition. When you change petroleum, you change the whole global financial system as well. Stock valuations, what happens then? It can be a bumpy ride. On the other hand, look, humanity is just not going to fall apart, I don't think. But we don't think. We'll survive. So then what happens after that initial blowback, after people get really ticked off over their leaders for lying for an entire lifetime about this, and there's going to be hell to pay, but then life will have to go on, and what will that life look like? Part of that, of course, a large part of it, is going to depend on what these others, are they ET, are they interdimensional entities, whatever they are.
Yeah, what the truth is. What is the revelation?
That's right. What will depend on what we learn or what we think we learn about them. And that may be tricky, too. It may not be a neat little ball of wax. I mean, it's quite possible that disclosure will happen. I think likely that it's going to happen not because the powers that be want it. So they're going to be forced into a situation. Why will they be forced into a situation? Simple. Because the world is not going to stay in a holding pattern of 2010 for the rest of our lives. The world is changing. Technologies that we've only had recently, things like YouTube and smartphones, and we've had those for about 5 years or so. What are we going to have in 10 years, 20 years from now? The world is changing so fast. Our ability to communicate with each other is radically transforming itself all the time, that we are convinced something is going to happen, is going to force an issue. Could it be a mass sighting? If I were to put my money down, that's what I would think. A mass sighting that is multiply covered by lots of people with decent video equipment, which is becoming, I think, a reality in the near future. Something that will happen, and that will force the hand of the secret keepers, and they're going to be in a difficult position of having to spin and lie their way out of it. But see, once this secret is on the table, it becomes, I think, a lot more difficult for them to spin and lie their way out of it, at least the way they would like. So there's going to be hell to pay, but at some point once we are allowed as a society to investigate UFOs openly, honestly, because of acknowledgement of an ET reality, let's say, it's going to be very difficult for the elite, let us say, to keep the secret all to themselves forever.